Welcome back. This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola, and our guest is Tex Mars. His websites are powerofprophecy.com and conspiracyworld.com. He just recently came out with a video that everyone absolutely should watch. It is called Die, America, Die, and you can order that video at his website, powerofprophecy.com. It will be, it is the best $25 you'll ever spend. Wonderful video. And you were talking about all of the oil that we have, and we were talking about Carter, and I think that that Carter is beginning to look like one of the most sinister yet effective puppets for the elite, and they were looking for just such a fellow, one that looked very laid back, and he was a Sunday school teacher, and he looked very innocent. But when you start piecing together all the stuff that he did and all the things that were done during his administration, a very short administration, he got a lot done.
You know, he did. He was a member of the CFR and the Trilateral Commission.
Yes.
And, of course, those are Rockefeller groups, related groups, I should say. So that's sort of interesting. I think that, you know, he had this idea that a new world order would be wonderful and we could have world peace and harmony. But I suspect that, you know, in more recent years, he's seen the truth about the Middle East and such. And he was the one, I might say, Carter, in one of his books where he talked about the peace talks that he held at Camp David between Menachem Begin, the prime minister of Israel, who, by the way, began as a murderer and terrorist, and Yasser Arafat of the PLO, Palestinians. Carter was the one who exposed the fact that privately he talked with Menachem Begin at Camp David, and he said, "Mr. Begin, it's apparent you really don't want peace in the Middle East. Why is that?" You know, he didn't have Yasser there, but he talked to Begin. And Begin said, "Mr. President, we are a superior people." And he said, "The Palestinians are savages. They're like animals." He said, "We Jews have been chosen by God, and we are not like every other people. We are the superior people on this planet. And we're not," he says, "we're not going to give up our land to the inferior vermin that are the Arabs." So to him, it was a Jewish supremacist. He was a monstrous, racist tyrant. And, you know, Carter said, "Well, when you have that kind of belief, that God has told you not to give one inch of land, then all the peace talks just become a huge hoax." And that's what it was, a huge hoax for the Israelis. They keep saying, "We want peace, we want peace," but they're liars. They're not going to give up one bit of land. Probably the only presidents we've had any guts probably was Eisenhower and Nixon. And, of course, Nixon, they destroyed him. It was interesting, Eisenhower, you know, he's the one that told the Israelis when they had attacked unprovoked Egypt and stolen a bunch of land. He ordered them out in 1956 during the Suez Crisis. And, boy, after that, they hated Ike. The press turned sour against him, and they hated him. And remember, in his final farewell address, he warned America to be aware of the unwarranted influence of the military-industrial complex.
And he should know. He was a part of it.
Yes, he was a part of it. He was a principal part. But he was trying in his own way, without being assassinated, to warn the American people. And it would be well for us to listen and to define who the military-industrial complex is. Deanna, I see the music's begun.
Yes, it has. So we'll be back in three minutes.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Welcome back. Our guest is Tex Mars. And his websites are powerofprophecy.com and conspiracyworld.com. And Lindsay Williams revealed a lot of this about the oil in Alaska. And he said that there was enough on the North Slope for 200 years. And I don't think people necessarily believed him. But he wrote a book, which I have. What was it called? The Non-Energy Crisis? Anyway, it's a very, very good book.
He did, and it is true that Alaska, up in the North Slope, we have plenty of oil for the United States. But even now, most of the Alaskan oil goes over to Japan and to China. So we don't even, the Alaskan oil that's being produced right now is not being brought to the United States, to the continental United States. And by the way, when Sarah Palin was governor of the state of Alaska, they had a state law there, and she had to approve a pipeline being built to the ocean there from some of the larger oil fields. And rather than an American company, she gave the contract to TransCanada, which is owned by BP. So isn't that interesting that she...
a hypocrite!
TransCanada, oh, yes, she is a hypocrite.
In more ways than one.
In more ways than one. Well, there's a lot of secrets there. Maybe we could talk about sometime how she went over to Israel before she was chosen by John McCain, and they vetted her and approved her to run for the vice presidency. So,
right. And Kissinger vetted her.
Exactly. Yes, she's a Kissinger clone. So these things are sort of secret to most Americans. I want to tell people that in my video, Die America Die, as you know, Deanna, I show, you know, we save, the taxpayers save General Motors. So wasn't it wonderful for our Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, to visit that new Chevrolet plant? Brand new Chevrolets coming off the production line. And there was Hillary inspecting it, beaming with a smile. And thousands of workers got jobs because of General Motors. The only problem is the new plant that was built is in the far-off country of Uzbekistan.
Yes.
And guess what?
Is that unbelievable? Oh.
Now, Chrysler is another American company, and so we want to help Chrysler out. You know, they even had that ad during Super Bowl, Clint Eastwood, by Chrysler. The only thing is, Chrysler has now been bought up by Fiat, one of the Illuminati groups from Italy, and 4 out of 5 Chryslers that we buy here in America are made in Canada, in Ontario, Canada. By the way, Apple, Steve Jobs, who everybody says is a great hero, he made sure that not one iPhone or Apple Mac computer is made in America. Go over to China. That's where they have the iPhone plant. He approved the location. He even approved the factory. And now we find out they're like slave workers. They're threatening to commit suicide. They're being cheated on their wages over in China, the Apple plant. Why should we buy iPhones? I mean, you may as well buy Samsung. And, you know, what does that come from, Korea, I think, or whatever?
Right.
I mean, probably to support Korea is better than Red China, South Korea. So, I mean, why buy? That's not a Steve Jobs. Made phone. That's a Chinese made phone. You got iPhone. But the problem is that they're redistributing the wealth of America, and now we have this oil that American entrepreneurs, the little guys, companies that you don't even know their names, Whiting Petroleum, EOG, North American Oil and Gas, Chesapeake, smaller companies. And guess what? They found all this oil in the Dakotas and all these places. And the big companies, Exxon and such, are mad. They're angry. But they found a way to either destroy these companies through environmental restrictions or simply to say, we're not going to buy your oil. Now, again, I want people to prove me wrong. And here's one way you can do it. People can go and type in Commodities Futures Trading Commission, CFTC. Sort of like the Securities Exchange Commission, America actually has, it's run by the big boys, but it's a government group, supposedly, the Commodities Futures Trading Commission. They make sure that everything is done on the up and square, right? Oh, yeah. CFTC, it's a government organization. Of course, his chairman is a Jew who was with Goldman Sachs, okay? But that's why he was appointed by Barack Obama. The CFTC... Type that into your Google search engine along with oil futures and Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley names. You'll find what I said is true. The CFTC investigation found that 80% of the oil futures market was run by Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. Now, here's an interesting thing for you. Here's something else. And by the way, they founded, as I said, the International Commodities Exchange, or ICE, in London to escape the sight of the American public. Meanwhile, New York Stock Exchange on Wall Street has decided to move to Germany.
Really?
Absolutely. The New York Stock Exchange, there will still be the building there and all that, but it is merging with the German stock market company, and it will be owned by the Germans. The New York Stock Exchange will be owned by the Germans, and the control and the regulation will all come from the Federal Republic of Germany. That means that the Securities and Exchange Commission is to be shut out. So I want you to think about this. Obama and the Bush people before him, this has all been set up for a long time so that the Commodities Futures Trading Commission cannot tell Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley what to do because that's from London. Now the whole stock market system will be run from Frankfurt, Germany. And again, our Securities and Exchange Commission, they may as well shut their doors. You won't hear about insider trading and all that stuff anymore in another year or two. If you don't believe me, go and type in German stock market, New York stock market exchange, or excuse me, merger or takeover, and see what you come up with, and you'll find out about that. So that they're merging. Now, I found out something else. We're making money on gold, but at any time the big boys can say we're going to short it and make money on it going down.
Sure.
But right now they want gold to go up. So here's why. There are two banks that control the world's gold markets. You think when you buy gold, you're controlling it with our little puny bucks? No, no, no. Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation, HSBC, and J.P. Morgan Chase Bank here in America, which is, of course, an international bank, control almost all the gold market. And Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation buys for the Chinese. And they right now are buying gold like crazy. As long as they buy it like, because they know something big is going to happen to America bad. They know what's really happening, that the American dollar is being destroyed. They know that American wealth is being redistributed over to China. So the Chinese are buying gold. So they're getting it every which way. So what does that mean? Well, it means gold is going to keep going up until they finish their deal. They may end at $10,000 an ounce. I don't know. But what I do know is that when the Chinese, through Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Corporation, and by the way, go to Wikipedia, type in HSBC in their search engine, and study Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation. They only use the acronym, Deanna, so they can hide who they really are. The American public, you know, they're told about HSBC Bank, and they don't even know what it is. But it's Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Corporation, and they and J.P. Morgan Chase have teamed up together to control the gold markets. But as I said, many patriots now are doing well in gold because Red Chinese want the gold, and they're buying. As long as they buy, the price will go up. So I want to emphasize that. Don't worry so much about gold right now. But right now they're making money off of oil and gold. And as long as they want to make money, and this is the reason for the tensions in the Middle East. And by the way, Russia is very happy over this thing going on in the Middle East. They would love for Iran. You know, people say, oh, we will not attack Iran because Russia and China would get angry. Iran is their client state. Oh, baloney. Let me explain something to you. China now is the world's premier oil power. I just proved that on this program, right?
Right.
But you can research it for yourself. Call me crazy. That's okay. So China is the world's premier power. By the way, you will find of the world's 10 largest oil companies, the second largest in the world is Chinese owned by the government. It's second only to Exxon. They had not one oil company in the top 20 10 years ago. Now the second largest oil company in the world is Chinese. By 2015, that's 3 years from now, it'll top ExxonMobil as the largest oil company in the world, even though they don't even have very many oil reserves in China. But they're getting it all from America at a bargain price and, as I said, from Iraq at $2. Now, to make more money, they have ordered, the big boys ordered that Saudi Arabia produce less oil and Iraq more oil. And here's another thing, Deanna. These are statistics that may, you know, boggle people's minds. Last month, and you can check this out, the International Energy Administration, the statistics showed that Saudi Arabia, that is normally the number one producer of oil, cut back, and they're only producing 10 million barrels a month. Iraq produced 12 million barrels.
Oh, my.
And remember, China and BP Rothschild's, a Jewish-owned company, is only paying $2 a barrel for the Iraqi oil.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. All righty. We do need to go to a break. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Do you want to know our real political and cultural history instead of the corporate media or the government school version devised to provide heroes and extract obedience? Then you will want to read The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. Learn how Lincoln's War, the majority of which occurred in the South, squandered the lives of at least 622,000 citizens, centralized government power, and introduced Marxism and militarism. Republic Broadcasting's own Deanna Spingola authored The Ruling Elite. On her daily program and in her book, Deanna is not afraid to delve into controversial issues. Order it now at Amazon.com or on Deanna's website, Spingola.com. The Ruling Elite, A Study in Imperialism, Genocide, and Emancipation. History is Prologue, our blueprint for today. Discover our history to better understand contemporary events.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Resper 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is Tex Mars. His websites are powerofprophecy.com and conspiracyworld.com. And you were talking about all the gold and of course, all of the Rothschilds. You were talking about Saudi Arabia and the oil that isn't coming out of that country, but more is coming out of Iraq. And we also have some callers on the line that want to ask a question or two.
Okay, great.
Okay, why don't we take Sherry in Kansas. Sherry, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Tex, am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Tex, I really appreciate all your work and stuff, but I really wish you'd look into this shale fracking is not quite what you're cracking it up to be, because this fracking, I went to a meeting here because they're trying to buy up mineral leases here in Kansas to the farmers, and the farmers are really hurting. And they're talking about cracking into the Mississippi shale, and you go really deep, and you from what I understand, you use a lot of water. And if you, my neighbor works for a lawyer, and he told somebody who brought him one of those leases, if you sell them the mineral rights or lease them mineral rights, you have to let them drill a well on your property for water. And this process takes a lot of water. They're saying a million gallons of water to frack a well, and it could be three or four times that. And they use chemicals that really, they have something called the Halliburton Amendment, which exempted these people from the Clean Water Act. And they put chemicals in it. They don't have to disclose what they are, proprietary deal. And it can really ruin your water supply. They can't just inject that water back into the aquifer. They have to do this really deep injection to get it away from the aquifer. And this process is not feasible unless the price of oil is high. And I think this is just another backup plan to run people off the land, because if they suck up all the water in my area and I have to drill deeper through rock, well, this is rock here to try to get more water. So I wish you would look at that, and don't forget that Rockefeller is the one who gave money to the temperance movement and got the stills shut down.
Okay, Tex, your thoughts on this.
Well, first of all, not only is water heated up and sent down, that's the meaning for frack is basically fracturing the rock, but not only is water used, but there are a certain number of chemicals that are used, too, that I did not think would be good for the water table, the water supply. So to me, I'm talking about the finding of this oil, the shale oil and the sand oil and so forth, is so humongous and gigantic across the United States that there is no reason for them to use fracking or to drill near homes or where there's water levels. I think we have enough wilderness areas. I mean, look at Utah. Very few cities in the whole gigantic state of Utah. The same thing goes for Nevada, and we go up to Montana, North and South Dakota. So very thinly populated states. But I agree with you that we need to be very careful, and especially where there are farmers, ranchers, and people who live. I mean, if I lived in a small town, I wouldn't want them to do a lot of fracking. They'd have to prove to me, and they probably wouldn't be able to do so, that the chemicals they put with the water to fracture the rock is going to not ruin my water supply, okay? So I fully understand that. So there needs to be limits as to how close they can go, and we know that water runs reservoirs underground. It can run a long distance. So we need to make sure that that's not messed up in any kind of way. So I understand all that. But isn't it interesting that across the United States and in your state, they are now coming to you saying, we want to buy your rights up. You see the value of these things. They're trying to lock up. They may never, drill there. They're trying to lock it all up to take it away from us. Everyone has a right to these. If you own the land, it's your right. But the government itself has gigantic amounts of wild lands that belong to all of us. And I want to emphasize again, a conservative estimate would be that each and every American citizen is worth at least $50 million. So, you know, you can tell them, no, I'm not going to sell you the rights to oil near my property. I understand that. Let them go out 50 miles or 100 miles away where it won't affect the water table. But I do know this much. America is awash with petroleum. It is incredible, the store. And we no longer need to import any oil. In fact, right now, the net is a plus to America. That's something they don't tell you about. But we need to get on top of this. And listen, we need to stop the redistribution of America's oil at bargain basement prices to China and to other countries, India and so forth. It's our oil. Get your hands off of our oil. That's what we need to tell them.
We need to stop giving the oil companies all these subsidies, because they're giving it, some of it, back to Congress to keep the subsidies going, a lot like the Israel thing.
They no longer need those. Deanna, sure. I'm going to have to go, it looks like.
Oh, all righty. Thank you so very much, Tex, for being on the program today.
Well, thank you for your kindness, and especially, Deanna, for your courage.
Oh, well, thank you for yours. You're wonderful. Thank you.
Because you can handle the truth. Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
A new book with a provocative viewpoint about where we are headed, who is taking us there, and why. And it's available now, today. Author, radio host, and research guru Howard Axtell presents his new book, The Human Food Factor. Our beliefs in harmony and hope are being replaced with fear and empty promises that simply don't hold water. False prophets bearing gifts continue to mold our planet in their own image for profit. They offer costly entitlements that we already paid for. Where did all our money go? Who took it? Who are they? Follow the money trail with author Howard Axtell and order a hard copy or ebook of The Human Food Factor at thehumanfoodfactor.com. This book is a must to connect the dots and to know the truth. To understand where America is headed, who is taking us there, and why. Do your part. Learn the facts. Order the book right now. Get a signed copy today on sale. The Human Food Factor at thehumanfoodfactor.com.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
All righty, welcome back. Tex was able to stay with us a half hour longer than he actually anticipated, and I'm so glad that he was on. Sherry, you're still on the phone?
Yeah, I just wanted to say a couple other things. I know that ethanol gets a bad rap because, and if you wanted to make sure it failed, you would pick a commodity like corn to make it out of that they could manipulate on the stock exchange, the commodity stock exchange like they did. But there are so many things you can make ethanol out of. Jerusalem artichokes, cattails, and just buffalo gourds, if you know what that is, that grow on marginal land. And that would localize the fuel supply so they couldn't manipulate us like they have. They have not built any new refineries here in the United States, and that's one way they're able to manipulate the price of gas. And there are so many ways they're doing it, but you know, one reason Germany got the crap bombed out of it, not only in the cities, but in the country, is because they were running on fuel alcohol.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
You know, but it showed how they could, you know, and there's one fallacy that I hear a lot. And sure, if you're using GM corn, you can probably not going to get animals to eat the mash, but it does not destroy the food supply because the spent mash is valuable valuable food for your animals. And, you know, the lady you have on talking about fermented foods and stuff.
Oh, yes, yes.
That's the value of the mash, because it takes the starch out, and those animals can't digest the starch anyway. It turns the starch into sugar.
But, oh, it's very interesting.
It's, I mean, Rockefeller got rid, he, by getting rid of, by encouraging prohibition the way he did, giving money to the temperance movement, that's really one way he got rid of the stills in the country, because the farmers were running their tractors on still, and Ford had his car set up so you could adjust the timing so you could run from the inside of the car. You could run on alcohol or gasoline.
Wow.
You know? And there's just a whole lot to it. It would take some retooling, but if things go to crap here in this country, people are liable to be, you know, trying to figure out how to build their own stills. You know?
Exactly.
So, anyway, thank you, Diana. Good show.
Thank you. All righty. Okay, let's take Dick in Alberta. Dick, welcome
Hello,
to the program.
Hello,
I know
Diana.
You probably wanted to talk to Tex, but we'd be happy to, I would be happy to talk with
yeah.
you.
Diana, I was just
yes.
wanting to reinforce Tex Meyer's argument on the oil situation. I just sent you and him an email with clips from Sun News there. I thought you might want to take a look at it, because that more or less states in there that the Rockefeller Fund is doing its best to hijack the Gateway pipeline that we want from here in Alberta to go out to Kitimat in B.C. Have you heard this?
I know.
Okay.
I was just looking at my email to see if I'd gotten anything from you.
Yeah. Tex is right on the point there that, I mean, even here in Alberta, they figure that we got enough oil here in Alberta to last 1,000 years. A lot of it comes from the oil sands up north, eh?
Right.
I remember in 1972, I was working in Calgary at the time, and I was working with my brother. He worked for an outfit as a courier. They had a large storehouse, and that storehouse, huge storehouse, it was full of these bricks. And I asked him, I said, what are all these bricks for? He says, that is... This is in 1972, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
He told me, he says, these bricks are not bricks. It is sand, and it's filled with oil. They are developing a system to get this oil out of the sand. And that is what, Fort Mackay up north and Fort McMurray, it's all oil sands. And that is what they've been doing since 1972, is driving hot steam down into the dirt. A lot of it scooped up, and they just pepper hot steam at it to get the oil out. And now we have so much oil, you know, we want to get rid of it. We were going to have that their pipeline, the Keystone Pipeline, going down to Texas from here in Alberta.
Uh-huh.
And Obama put the, put a shoe on it. So now Harper turns around and says, okay, you don't want it, we're going to sell it to China.
Which is probably the goal to begin with.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a backup plan. But before they can get this here pipeline going out from Fort McMurray to Kitimat, they have to okay it with everybody in between. And there's about 4,000 people lined up to put their argument forward for and against putting the pipeline through. And this little clip that I sent you shows how they're trying to hijack the whole thing. I mean, the Rockefeller Fund has put in over, what, $7 billion into this here hijacking? You know, so they stop this pipeline. They don't want this pipeline to go through.
Right. Now, would they transport it on trains owned by Buffett, you think, or what?
That hasn't been brought up yet, but I could see it coming.
Okay, because another listener suggests that that might be the case.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're shipping oil all the time here on trains. You know, I mean, what's new?
Yeah, it's all about money. It's all about the big, the elite making as much money as they can and exploiting the rest of us in the process.
Anyway, I really appreciate your show, Deanna. I listen to you all the time.
Well, thank you so much, Dick.
Take care,
I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you later.
All righty. All righty, let's take Sheila in Pennsylvania. Sheila, welcome to the program.
Oh, Deanna, I think I'm starting to be one of your regulars.
You are.
But I keep up with everything, you know, pretty much of all of the topics you cover on your show. And it gives me a chance, I guess, to my little humble opinion. I do live in Pennsylvania, and I have a lot to relate to Sherry, what your former guest said about practice. Okay, we have where my sister goes to pay for her her water and sewer bill combined. They actually have like if you want to call it a memorial for a lack of better word, it's called Water: A Gift from the Past, A Challenge for the Future. And I thought this was quite interesting. So I asked the woman inside the building, you know, what that was referring to, and she said fracking. And so I start checking out about fracking. And, you know, what people don't realize is that, or maybe they do, but for some reason it seems to go unnoticed or unheard. When they came in here with fracking, they had...
And when did they do that, Sheila?
You know what? I think they've been doing this for quite a while, and people, it was like under the radar. People had no idea. But the last, I would say, that I'm aware of, okay, like maybe I want to say the last year, a couple of years, it has really got going here in our state, where it actually has come to the minds of the people, to their attention in one way or another. But what I want to say is that when they came here to our state, these people put no forethought whatsoever into the consequences that it would have on our water and our environment. And that's where the concern lies, Deanna. People here, they were told that, oh, they're going to make big profits off of allowing these companies to come in and frack on their land. And what they found out to be, and the afterthought of all of it, was that their wells were contaminated to the point where they no longer could drink the water. And basically, their whole property was null and void. They couldn't even give their property away because there's no water there to drink. So what these people have done, these big fracking companies, they had provided water outside sources for the residents in certain places here in Pennsylvania. And they were, the way I understand it, is they were supposed to continue providing this water since, yes, it was these fracking companies that did pollute their water. And it's really a shame because some of the places are absolutely beautiful where these people live, like in the wooded area where it's so beautiful and serene.
Oh, I've been to Pennsylvania. It's a gorgeous state, and it would be a shame to lose the water there in the areas where the oil companies are working. I mean, they didn't tell anybody. They don't tell you about how dangerous this practice is.
Exactly,
and it's unnecessary, as Tech said. It is absolutely unnecessary because there are other areas where there is oil, where there's nobody living, in Nevada, in Utah. I mean, that's a lot of desert there. Why aren't they out there drilling there?
Absolutely. But see, this fracking, I just want to clarify, this is for gas, natural gas that's under the earth. But what I'd like to bring out to you and your listeners, in case maybe people are totally unaware of this, as Sherry brought out, they use very highly toxic carcinogenic chemicals in the process of going down deep into the ground and breaking up that rock to get to the gas.
Right.
But what people maybe don't realize, Deanna, is that there is a sludge byproduct that is an end result to this process, and they have to disperse this someplace. And what they haven't told the people in Pennsylvania, the residents, is that they've been secretly doing this. They've been putting it in our rivers and our streams that feed into people's drinking water. And they've been doing this for a long, long time. And also, one more thing, I had read about where, I mean, that in itself is a sin. I mean, because I always looked at water like liquid gold. I mean, we can go without food for a substantial amount of time, but we cannot go without water.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so what they have done is this byproduct, which I call like a sludge byproduct, is they'll haul it, and they've been taking it to water treatment plants, and they, that's another area I'd like to get into one day. By the way, I just want to ask you real quick, did you get my email?
I did.
Oh, good.
I did. Thank you.
Oh, good. Okay, you're welcome. Because I wasn't sure if I had your right email address, I just want to quickly ask. So what they do, Deanna, is they take it to these water treatment plants, and these water treatment plants are not set up to deal with this kind of a byproduct.
Well, of course not.
Amen. And so that's just what I wanted to bring out, you know, with Sherry, you know, because I thought, wow, I'm so glad that somebody brought this out, and this was my little contribution as well.
Yes, well, I really appreciate it, and I appreciate Sherry bringing this to our attention also. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Deanna, and God bless you. You're a wonderful woman, and you have a wonderful show.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate your comments.
You're quite welcome, dear. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's take Rick in Ohio. Rick, welcome to the program.
Yes, Deanna, I'm so thankful that Sherry called up and brought this up. Before I get into the fracking, though, I have some information on that. But before I do, I was just thinking, the one fellow from Canada called in, triggered a thought in my mind. It's interesting. Tex was talking about all the oil we have, which I certainly believe that. We're loaded with it. It's a natural resource. And it's interesting, though, that this propaganda about peak oil came up about the same time that the Project for a New America Century papers were to come up.
Oh, yes, when Rupert, what was his, yes.
The justification for the U.S. aggression in the Middle East. You have to have the propaganda.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. What an operation that was, right?
Yeah, so that's about the same time period we started hearing about peak oil.
Yes,
okay,
indeed.
Okay, now, to get on with the fracking. If you go to YouTube, you type in fracking, the dirty truth in North Dakota. It's a four-minute video. Watch that four-minute video. It'll break your heart. But anyways, after that, you scroll up to where they have their entry bar there, and you type in Gasland, G-A-S-L-A-N-D. That's about an hour or so long documentary, and everybody has to see it.
Okay, repeat that again.
G-A-S-L-A-N-D, Gasland.
Gasland, okay.
That's the movie. Everybody's got to watch that movie. It's a must-see. This fracking is a horrible thing. And somebody else mentioned about the Henry Ford's Model T Ford that was designed to run on alcohol. That's very true. And also, just think, you know, this natural gas. We've had natural gas and oil in this country all these years. We never had a problem. We had shortages. Nothing to worry about it. Now they come up with this fracking. I think it is tied in with Agenda 21 to poison the water, to destroy the water tables all over the country, to force people into small areas, et cetera, et cetera. Agenda 21, I believe that's all tied in there. Right along with the Project for a New American Century and the false propaganda of peak oil. It's all based on a war economy and a world prison complex. That's what they're heading for. We've got to
Rick,
wake up.
I think you have something there. I think you have something.
We've got to wake up. We've got to mobilize people. And the Gasland, watch that movie and inform everybody you can about that movie. Talk to you later,
well,
Diana.
Will do. Thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you.
Diana Hunter has talked about fracking, and I should try and get this the fellow that did Gasland onto the program, because I have heard a lot about this also, as Sherry has, as Sheila has. Ah, this is amazing. And to think that that the peak oil situation with Michael Rupert, how he, you know, did the book, came out about the same time as the PNAC operation and the intended war targets in the Middle East. Amazing. We have some great, great, very astute listeners here on RBN. All righty, we're going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back momentarily.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A&B Biotropids. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Deanna, and Sheila, a couple of days ago, asked when she called into the program about how she could possibly address issues with Christian Zionists who just don't seem to understand. Well, today I put a letter. It's called Open Letter to a Christian Zionist. It is a PDF file. It is on my radio schedule page. Excuse me. And this was written, I believe, by Zan Overall. And he is associated with a website. The name just flew out of my head. About who really did 9/11. And it's a very interesting letter, and one that I hope you will enjoy. And on another note, Chuck Carlson, who is a fabulous, fabulous gentleman, is he does more for introducing and publicizing to the various churches who are basically Christian Zionist. He goes out and he holds peace vigils. And he's got one coming up. And let me just share a letter that he wrote to a Lon Solomon, who is a pastor in Vienna, Virginia. And it's very interesting. When I tried to get this this website up that has the letter on it, my program, my virus program, would not allow me to open it. And so I'm glad that a friend of mine sent this letter to me. So thanks, Pete, for doing that, Peter. Anyway, it's to Lon Solomon, who's a pastor at the McLean Bible Church. And he said, "Dear Pastor Lon Solomon, Project Straight Gate has organized vigils for peace with justice on public right-of-ways outside many churches and Christian, in parentheses, Christian meetings around the country, including John Hagee's night to honor Israel at the Washington, D.C. Convention Center. We will be at your church on Sunday, March 4th, for the first time to let those who follow your ministry know peace is their responsibility before God. We do not think you have told them. The simple message we will bring to your congregation includes these: blessed are the peacemakers, and who would Jesus bomb? Choose life, not war. We are coming to McLean Bible because the biggest mission field in America is not the prisons, slums, the homeless, nor is it the growing atheism among college youth. It is the tens of millions who attend churches that teach Christian Zionism in the name of Christianity. Project Straight Gate is a mission not only to challenge the misled followers who practice this apostate belief, but also to help millions of potential casualties of war, a few of whom have been and will be our own children. We ask you to look beyond your success and ask yourself, are you a tool of the war-based economy teaching Christian Zionism? Thank goodness for people like Charles Carlson. Bless his heart. Thank you so much. Talk to you tomorrow.